Hello?
The President.
Hello, yeah.
Hello?
Governor?
President, how are you feeling?
Well, we're getting rained on up here, but otherwise I'm all right. How are you? All right, how are you? All right, how are you?
All right, we sent some of it down here.
How are you?
I had a rough night. I had indigestion and all that for the first time in a long time. I ate much stuff yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I hope that... I appreciate the chance to talk to you, Governor. I'm concerned on this independent electors because it always seemed to me that when we go down there, we end up, I don't know, maybe in the House, and then everybody has a hell of a time.
Yeah, well, I tell you, here's what, I talked to Russell this morning. He told me that you've been missing each other. Now, he may call you and ask can you call me, but disregard that because I decided to go ahead and call you.
Well, I'm delighted to talk to you. As a matter of fact, I knew Larry had talked to you, and I didn't like to call you unless you felt it was agreeable. The,
I'm working down here. I'm going to get hurt to think myself, but I'm going to have it.
Oh, well, that'd make a hell of a difference, I tell you that.
I've had it one way or the other, but I'm not, nobody knows.
Yeah, well, I must say, Governor, I'm most, I can't imagine, because I think if Louisiana went, then we'd have a hell of a time in Florida, and...
You're going to spread all over. Now, I'll tell you something. The other day, we came up in the House. We had, there's a few radicals down here marching around, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. I hope something works. I don't know how good of a relationship we do have among most of the people. So far, and it's all I have. I have one magic, my own farm, you know.
Yeah.
And I hope that something happens sometime. Let alone to stop some of these demonstrations, marches. If we don't, I think it's going to get spread until it gets really...
Well, it's going to be up north. As well. You know, this isn't any more just a southern matter. And
when you get up there, I tell you, down up there, it'll be black and white. Down here, the up tide is fine. I mean, it's there are a lot of them are very close. Like, that's all I have on my farm. A colored man runs, he sells my cow, he buys, he does everything. And a very fine person. And that's true with so many people. And, of course, the demonstrations are the bad thing.
Well, I know. That's the problem we're dealing with up here now. And, of course, it isn't just Jackson. It's Philadelphia, and it's going to be Washington, D.C. this summer. And we're trying to figure out what we can do to put this stuff in the courts and get it off the street because somebody's going to get killed, and it's going to get...
It's going to be the bloodiest thing. It's going to be a civil war. Now, there's a colored woman call me. I know the difference in the voice from Washington. Just for God's sake, don't do what we did up here in our city. He said, you know, I'm a mother of 13 children, and said, I live here, but he said, we can't handle them among ourselves. Our race never could, so on and so forth, without going into a lot of stuff. But that's the problem. I know that you're concerned about as much as I am, but it really gives me a lot of worry. Now, the only thing down here, I've been up day and night. I've made my decision. But anyway, between you and me, I'm going to have it one way or the other.
Oh, that'd be it. Governor, when is the matter going to come up?
Well, it'll be up for Tuesday.
Yeah.
But, like I told us, always him getting hurt, the thing, let me get hurt. Oh,
yeah.
I'm going out.
No, well, listen, Governor, I'm most appreciative because it make a big difference.
It make a big difference. It's always going to spread so much. Now, all these the other governors calling me, you know, but I'm not talking to them because I'm a friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm a personal friend of mine. I've known him a long time. He had a lawsuit one time. I was on one side, he was on the other. But, I mean, nevertheless, we're friends. And a lot of the other fellows, some of the fellows, I was going into all that, but I know what they're calling about. But I've got to handle this thing down here, and I don't think there's nothing. I'll get hurting in myself a little bit, maybe. But nevertheless, I'll just forget it.
Governor, that's very good. I appreciate that very much. How about coming up here later on?
Well, I hope I can. I'm going to try to get up there. I haven't had a vacation yet. I've been working. I've been here 3 years. And I've been batting all night. Going at it, and I know how you are. I'm sitting here. I had a fellow along here this one room. Eating. He said, I want to eat in the LSU board member. Said, I want to have a seat in the Kennedy rocker, you know, the one you said to me. Bedroom.
Yeah.
How's your family?
Oh, they're in good shape.
I mentioned back because I'm a back guy. I can write a book on the back.
Well, it's you know, when it's these days when it rains, it's not so good, but I'm getting along pretty well.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. President, and we just need to for this part of it, I'm just that needed. So I'll, and if Russell should call you, why you can kind of talk to me.
Okay, Governor. Well, listen, I'm most, this is a, I appreciate very much because it's a big help. And I hope we get a chance once you get this out of the way. I want to talk to you anyway about some other stuff.
Well, that's very fine. I'll be happy to see you, and I appreciate you getting a chance to talk to you.
Okay. Thanks, Governor.
Hello.
Very, thanks an awful lot.
Bye-bye.
I don't.